Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Let's go.
Welcome to Wednesday's show, Morning Studio.
Morning.
During this show, Eddie and Abby go skydiving.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Like they're driving like an hour north, so they have to leave during the next hour of the show, and they're going to drive for an hour. They're going to be back. It's going to be live. We're going to be... I don't think the phone's going to be able to go down with you.
Yeah, I can't have it while I'm jumping.
But can he have it in the plane? Or we talk to him before he goes up or what?
Talk to him before he goes up, and then we'll keep him on as long as the service goes.
Even when you go on in the plane?
Yeah, that's the plan, yeah.
Okay.
That's cool. And then we'll talk to him.
As soon as he lands, we'll talk to him.
Okay, that's today. You nervous?
Yeah.
Or are you not there yet?
No, I'm nervous. I woke up nervous.
Okay, making sure.
Because it's getting close.
It's getting today. It's today. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, let's go around the room here. His choice for our Bobby Bones Show movie club was Rope. And when it comes to him picking out a good movie for us to watch, yeah, we basically lost all hope. Here he is, Eddie.
I've been listening to a certain song on repeat, and I never thought I'd be listening to this song like this. It's Chris Stapleton's new version of the Star Spangled Banner that he did at the Super Bowl. He released it, so it's on streaming services. Dude, I listened to it over and over. My family's like, what are you doing?
It's really good. I mean, I remember him playing it, but I guess I just remember going,
go back.
Yep, that's Chris Stapleton right there.
I've listened to it probably over 100 times, and I still get chills every single time.
Should
I
hear just play it at the end of this segment?
Please.
In its entirety? That way I don't want to play and stop it. So we can do that.
Yeah, then I start. It's emotional.
It really is. Like, there's a part where there's the high part, right?
But we're gonna hear it.
And then but listen, when you listen to it, the crowd goes nuts because they start feeling it. They're like, "Whoa, this feels good."
Well, you release it as a song. Like, you can release that like on an album.
He didn't put it as an album. So he just released it as a single, like as a single song.
You can make money off of that.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
You should sing and get people to stream it.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. This next guy told us he was in his first commercial on TV. Turns out it was only Instagram, and he did it for free. Here he is, Lunchbox.
Guys, I have a new defense against getting sick. I'm going to start microdosing.
Well, no. It's not called dosing, first of all. Microdosing is the term.
Dosing. I'm going to do microdosing.
Oh. But what are you going to micro? Because
emergency.
Oh, no, not emergency. Oh, that's not microdosing.
Like, you meant like the mushroom things.
No, people have been doing it like with mushrooms and acid and
hallucinogens type things. Yeah, for like acid. PTSD, a lot of health benefits.
Right, and they say it's amazing. They microdose and they...
Mm-hmm. LSD.
They do... It does wonders, so I'm going to start doing it to myself.
But with...
emergency. Because it's supposed to...
How do you microdose an emergency? Just take a little?
Yeah, take a little.
Just put a little in there.
And you don't do it every day. Microdosing is not every day. Some it's like 4 days a week. You have like a schedule. Like 1 week it's 3 days.
But I don't think this is what microdosing is.
But so, are you drinking the whole packet?
That's less than taking a vitamin a day. I mean, it's like not.
No, I'm going to microdose.
Just a little under your tongue?
Yeah, a little under my tongue.
I don't think you know what that means. Or really what that. But I like it. You're just taking a microdose, basically.
Yeah.
You're not really what they call microdosing, but you're just taking yourself a microdose a day.
Yeah, but I supposedly that's going to help me to not get sick.
I'd say you're going to microdose all day, all night.
Microdose.
All right, good. According to AI, she has the most symmetrical face on the show. I don't think some of the other results were as accurate, though. By the way, that was written by Abby.
Oh, dang.
I think that's what she's talking about.
Yeah. That was a hard segment.
That was a hard segment.
The worst.
And I couldn't believe Scuba put it up on the internet, too.
Oh, God.
But he did it. Steve suggests, and he put it on the internet,
too. He approved it.
That's a tough one. Okay, here she is, Amy.
I really feel like the driver's test, like the actual one where the 16-year-old gets in the driver's seat with an instructor for the final test so that they can go get their license, is sort of a joke.
Because nowadays?
Or at least where we went, because my daughter has been 16 since April, but she hasn't gone to take her final test until, well, she finally did it, and she was gone for less than 5 minutes.
Her driving test was less than 5 minutes, the part of driving?
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't know if they just drove down the corner, and he's like, get him, do this, do that, and then turn around and came back, and she passed, which is great, but I know that she needs more practice. She can technically go to the DMV now and get her actual license, mm-hmm. but we're going to require a little more driving
so
with
us.
So
that test isn't enough for you? Because it was like...
I was shocked. They didn't even go get on the highway. Like, don't you have to know how to get on the highway?
My driving test, we did not get on the highway. Driver Zed, we got
on
the highway.
Okay, well then maybe...
The driver test, we didn't.
Listen, I thought they were going to at least
be on 15
minutes.
Can you imagine being a driving instructor with crazy 16-year-olds all day?
Stressful.
That's all you do is get in the car with them and, okay, let's see if you can do this. Yeah, but I could see where you'd think it'd be too easy.
Yeah. Well, and honestly, she came back and she parked like not on, like she parked on the line instead of like in between the lines. And then the guy was like, you know what? These are pretty faded. You're good. I was like, okay.
Everybody, you get a license. All right, Amy, thank you.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, his Bronco constantly needs work, but it looks cool, so that's a perk. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. So here's what we're going through at my house. So we have a yard, but the yard was mostly fenced in where Eller, our half husky, half hound, couldn't get out. She loves to run. She loves to perimeter search. If she can make a break for it, she will. Just to chase animals, but we just lose her. She's found little gaps in between gates that she can escape. So what we've done now is we haven't put it on them yet. We bought this system that is a electric fence with GPS, and you can like do your yard in GPS. And if they cross that, apparently it says no shock. But how? What's it going to do? Huh? Reasonably talk to them?
Hey, don't cross here. Hey,
Eller, you know better than it. No, but it says it gives them like a pulse. That's a shock.
Yeah.
I don't worry about Stanley. What I worry about Stanley is him falling into the pool and drowning because it's a fat bulldog. Eller will just run away. So we have them. We haven't set it up yet, but this is what we're going to do over the next couple days at my house, is set up this electric fence that they say is no shock. Apparently it just like makes a noise and reminds them. I'm gonna tell you, I make a lot of noise to remind her stuff and it doesn't work.
It's probably a noise we can't really hear.
Oh, like dog noises.
I'm gonna put it on me and walk through and see
if
it shocks me.
That's what I'm talking about.
It has to shock. But anyway,
keep us posted because I might need one of these
for us,
for who? Or for your kids.
No, for my dog. She gets out and it's annoying.
We're going to live with this. I will update you soon on it. And we've also done something really crazy. We basically built a sky bridge for our dogs to get to the yard. It's so dumb. Dogs, man. You guys don't understand. You just have kids.
Yeah,
but dogs, man.
We don't know.
Okay. So that's that. Big show today. Eddie goes skydiving. Abby goes skydiving.
Woo!
Lunchbox's JFK report. We reviewed the movie that Lunchbox made us watch, The Stuff.
Oh, man. What a movie.
What a movie. Time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. One of my coworkers is really awkward, and I felt a little bad that everyone in her office is either mean to her or ignores her. She's actually pretty nice, so I asked her if she wanted to have lunch with me one day, and we now eat together a time or two a week. We even got drinks after work last week. As I'm getting to know her, I'm realizing that I'm her only friend. I think she's an interesting person, but totally different from my other friends. I'd like to try to set her up with some other people as friends, but I don't know how to play matchmaker for awkward but interesting people. Any advice on how I can help this girl out? Signed, friendly matchmaker. Very easy. You just go with her. That's how you introduce her to other people. Because, yeah, some people are an acquired taste, but then they're awesome. So you say, hey, I think this person and you would be friends. Then you go, all three of you go. You make it happen. You go. So you're the person that kind of keeps it from being so awkward. They get to know each other. Maybe they hang out as friends after that.
Yeah.
That's the easy answer there. So you can set her up, but you need to go on those as well. Basically, as
It's a triangle. It's not a third wheel. It's a triangle. You triangled, friend date it, and then eventually you can break off that triangle. That's how you do it. A little more effort. Good for you, too, for caring about somebody else in this way. I like that.
That's what I'm
talking about. Good for you.
Thoughtful.
Because sometimes the weirdest people are actually the best. It's just they
sound like you're speaking from experience. Yeah.
Well, I just feel like I'm so happy people are my friend because I know I'm weird sometimes. And it's a different situation. So good for you. I like that you sent this email. You got to put a little extra work in, but you can set her up and you go with her and be like, hey, we're going to all go. That's it. The end. A plus. Anything you want to say, Amy?
No, I mean, I like that. I love her caring heart. Mm-hmm. This could be a game changer for her.
Yes.
Expand her network.
Expand your network.
Yes.
I don't know what you said, but yeah, I like that.
Sounds good.
All right, there you go. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
The bit we don't know is coming and we're forced to do is called Scuba Steve Suggests, or it's short, three S's. Scuba Steve, our executive producer, what are you talking about today?
So I saw a story about a record number of Americans living alone. 29% of U.S. people are by themselves at the house. And right now, my wife is in San Francisco with the kids and I'm home alone.
But that's not you in that 29%.
No. There's people who like live alone, like permanently.
Before the last couple of years, by myself.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
For a long time.
It's even awesome. It's awesomer now, but I liked living by myself. I wasn't very sad.
I was fine with it. Then I got married and I got acclimated to that lifestyle. Then being gone a few days, I'm cool. I can watch movies. I can do fun things. But after a while, man, I'm so lonely. I'm so bored.
Really?
And I just nothing for me to do. And now I'm over it.
Were you looking forward to alone time? And then once you got a lot of it, you're like, actually, I don't like it as much as I thought I would.
Yeah, that grass is greener effect where you're like, man, I don't know. I can't do it.
Eddie's same way. He's got a house full of people, and he's like, when they're gone, I start to miss them.
Yeah, and it's terrible, man. I drink a lot. My house is messy. I would be a mess if I didn't have a family.
Oh, you're saying you do this when they're gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, sorry. No.
Yeah, I was like, what's different?
Hey, buddy.
I have a pretty clean life.
Good for you, buddy. Yeah. So people are living alone. So what's the deal here?
So my whole thing is to kind of kill two birds with one stone, me not being alone, but also me kind of developing a better relationship with everyone here on the show. I wanted to go out with people individually over the next week and a half to get to know you guys better, but also for me not to be alone.
That's interesting.
Go out with us?
So now he's created a segment.
One-on-one?
For him to hang out with us.
Go out.
I like it. Week and a half, huh? We're just cramming a lot in.
Yeah.
So what if, yes, let's do this over the next week and a half, but let's make sure you go with everybody over the next month.
Okay.
We'll make a point of it. And so everyone individually get with Scuba Steve. And you have to go have a one-on-one date with Scuba Steve.
Gotcha. Wow. Hey, lunch at the VU.
Well, so I can take your suggestions. But I also have a list as well. I kind of came up with some ideas if you want those.
You did. Okay.
What I thought.
Go ahead.
So I think the first and most important is Bobby Bones and Amy. You guys are kind of the king and queen of the show. So I feel like you guys are kind of like dinner people. So I figured we'd go out to a dinner.
You just want a nice dinner. Got it?
Nice dinner.
That's what you want. You want a nice dinner. Go ahead.
Yes. And then the next one, lunchbox. I feel like we should go to Chuck E. Cheese. You have three kids, two adults. I'm your third adult. We can have a lot of fun. I can watch one kid. And also, I'm missing my family, so I'm a little bit sad.
Yeah, you should do that now.
So I want to borrow your kids.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Eddie and Mike D, I figured you guys like movies and old cinema.
So you're not going one-on-ones, though. You're also doing...
I'm so confused.
I mean, I like to do one-on-ones would be great, but I feel like some of these people have similar interests, so it's kind of like knock it out and kind of make it a little quick.
Okay.
I'm running short on time. My family's coming back. Once they come back, I don't have the time to do this, so...
Got it.
2 weeks.
Being selfish. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. You want your old movie with Mike?
So, old movie with Mike and Eddie. I found something showing here at an old theater, like old 1920s theater. It's called Ziggy Stardust.
Yeah, that's David Bowie.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Cool. All right, sweet. It's at this place called the Bella Court. I think Mike likes that. There you go. Boom. Two right there. Done. And then the next one, like a larger group. Ray and Morgan like this spot that's like a hidden gym. I won't say what it's called, but it's like near a river. You guys talk about it all the time.
Do they drink there?
They drink. Yeah. They're like the food, the plastic cup drinkers.
Yeah.
So I figure I get them together along with Abby, Kevin, Pitts, and Lauren.
We just want to hang out with all of them.
Well, they're kind of grouped together.
It sounds like you just want to do fun things and you want us to pay for it.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I mean, it's a good idea.
Or do you want to go with the isolated one-on-one?
I think we should isolate one-on-one with everybody.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that's why I was so confused.
Busy. How many people is that?
Well, that's
but he has all the free time in the world.
But he's got a month, too.
But he said once his family's back, he's not going to have time. So you're saying he has a month, but in his mind, he has 2 weeks.
Yeah, he figured it out. It's his bit. He committed to it.
I suggested it.
All right, over a month, we're going to... So it's July 12th.
So let's say by August 15th, you had to go on a date with every single one of us.
Okay. Amy looks really excited out of everyone.
It doesn't have to be a date. You don't have to like get naked. But
I already know where we're going.
Amy, don't worry. He's married.
It can be anything. It can be anything one-on-one, but it's got to be at least a half an hour.
Huh.
Okay. All right.
And whatever happens, happens.
You know, what happens what happens with scuba stays with scuba.
Okay. You put it like that.
Know what I mean? All right. I like it. Good bit.
Okay, thank you.
Update us as you do it.
Okay, yeah.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
There's an 11-year-old kid named Shaden. I want to play you a video. He's knocking on neighbors' doors, just going, hey, does anybody live with this around my age? Like, I need friends. Here's a clip.
I just wanted to see if you knew any kids around, like, 11 or 12, maybe, because I need some friends, like, really bad.
So people are like, well, we don't have a kid your age, but there are some other kids down the road that are this age. And he's like, well, if I'm being honest, those are the ones that beat me up.
Oh.
So I'm looking for other friends. So this one woman who went to the door was like, hey, let me help you out, because the kid was struggling financially, it looked like.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why he was picked on. And so they raised a bunch of money for him, some school clothes, just some random life things.
Which I'm sure would do a lot for his confidence.
Yeah. And they were trying to just raise like $7,000, but they raised $37,000 for this kid.
Oh, wow.
What's he going to buy now?
Hyundai?
Closing Hyundai? Yeah. What's happening here? So, but yeah, it's awesome. It's just a bunch of people coming together, seeing something that they could help. And also this Shaden kid just knocking on doors going, hey, anybody in there that wants to be my friend? That's brave.
Yeah.
This is brave to go cold call. I won't do that now, even if I know the person. I won't knock on a door. All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Is there an issue? Do you have it?
No, he told me tomorrow.
No, we said on the air yesterday, today. So Lunchbox's JFK report is due today. Scuba, what do you want to say?
Mike CC'd me on the email.
I'm looking at it right here.
Yeah, that said, hey, come man, here. Be ready come here, for Scuba. Tomorrow.
Come here. Come
where?
Come here.
I'm looking
here
at the
email. Come here, look at my email. See if I got an email.
I have the email that you
okay, then
got.
Come to my email and find it.
But you could have deleted it. Look at it. No,
you can look at my
too.
Deleted.
That's true.
But look then you my, look at his deleted.
Yeah, you can trash your.
Go ahead. So at what time? What time did he send it?
I'm looking at the email. 1:02 p.m.
There it is right there. You didn't even click on it. Also, you used the email version of the email, which is terrible.
Got him.
Online version.
It's in there. You see the email that says your JFK assassination report's due?
He says due tomorrow.
He's speechless.
Wow. He's not talking.
He can't say anything.
Lunchbox, what's going on over there?
Well, there it is.
But did nothing, you just like not scroll down or
no? I mean, he usually emails at like 7 o'clock at night, and so it got
1 o'clock in the day. It got lost.
Yeah,
that's if it's like later than the
how
time.
How many emails do you get?
No, but a lot of junk comes in to this email,
like those pills. That make
like I got one introducing country music's newest badass.
No, we're not talking about that. Like, I know we're talking about the fact that you.
Who's that?
So it's Will of Punishment.
No,
yeah
yes.
It is.
No.
Sorry, no. Dude. You got to.
So, okay, here's the deal I'm going to make.
Oh, Mike, you got to remind
me. No. He did. He sent it to you at 1. He doesn't have to hit you at a certain time in the email.
Oh, gosh.
So here's what we're going to do. This is the final. He will do the report tomorrow, but if it doesn't get an A, he then gets on the Wheel of Punishment.
Oh, my God.
It's a lot of chances.
Can this be his final reminder? Do I have to email him?
No. No,
I'm not
nothing.
Emailing him. He can't blame that anymore.
I'm looking at the email.
I mean, because you have to understand, I had the stuff to do.
We all did.
We all did.
Right. That's double. I mean, that's double the homework, guys.
But you've had this for a month.
Man, I've been busy.
And stuff has been, we've known that.
Yeah.
For a week.
He will do it tomorrow, last time. But if he doesn't get a collective A, he gets on the Wheel of Punishment.
Wow.
You guys could give him an F if you wanted before it even starts.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that.
But you have no idea how good it's going to be.
Boom. We do. We have an idea.
Dang, man.
I'll pivot.
I literally did not see that email, man. Yeah, like even Scuba said.
But we talked about it on the air yesterday, too.
Yeah, I know.
I'll pivot from that. We'll do a quick segment here, but just know that's going
to
happen tomorrow.
Do you want to talk about JFK? Give me a little cheat sheet, little
what?
Cliff notes.
What are you talking about?
Sure. Jamie Fallon Kennedy was our third president. He's known for a lot of things. First president to climb Mount Everest, if you want to write this down. Because there's ever only been two presidents climb Mount Everest.
You already messed up one thing. I know he's not the third president.
Oh, I'll probably mess it up.
Yeah, because that was Adams.
No, it wasn't.
Oh.
And Jefferson.
John Adams was number 2.
Oh. Well, I thought there was another Adams.
Kennedy was 3.
Oh, well, yeah. Then maybe I was wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Yeah. Other things about Kennedy. Eddie, you want to help him out with anything?
Yeah. He was...
the third nipple. He was the first president with three nipples.
He won two triathlons.
Did he win them both?
I think he won both of them, yeah.
Okay. Amy?
Triathlete.
It's tragic. He died skydiving.
Ah, that was terrible. Well,
Amy, that's...
That's terrible... You know what's happening later?
Yeah, Amy, what? Amy!
Amy, you know that I know that he was assassinated.
Oh, that's true, too.
Also, I mean... Okay.
Well, what was he, skydiving when he was assassinated?
Did they assassinate by not putting a parachute in his...
No, because you guys said some guy named Wilkes Booth shot him.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, yep. Hey.
What else?
John Wilkes Booth, for sure.
And then there's something... But the whole controversy is, did Wilkes Booth do it?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't know anything else about him, though.
And what theater? Just know that the theater.
I know that one of his relatives is still in politics and is running for president.
That's true. Nephew, yeah. I believe.
Really?
Mm-hmm. RF Robert Kennedy Jr. Right?
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it has to be like nephew 12th removed.
I don't think it is, actually. But okay, so you have that tomorrow, okay?
Well, yeah, I'll write it down.
If he's the third president, it is very distant.
That's a, yeah, yeah.
A very distant
really
relative.
Old nephew, too.
And if it's not an A by the panel, he has to be on the Wheel of Punishment. Have the wheel ready tomorrow, too, just in case when he fails, we'll go right to it, okay?
Man, this does take me back to school, though. Like, I'd be like, oh, man, can I get some extra credit? And then I wouldn't get it done. And then I'd be like, hey, can you give me a little bit more time on that extra credit? And then, oh, man. It's like nightmares.
You want to wait till Friday? Gonna have an extra day?
No, oh,
that'd be
why,
great, man?
Why would he get an extra?
It doesn't matter,
day?
Guys. He's never gonna do it good.
Oh, okay.
That's true.
What do you mean I'm not gonna do it good?
You got to get A's.
I've gotten A's in high school.
No. From us though.
And you got A's in high school?
A couple classes.
First we've heard of it. Okay, we're gonna play this. Lunchbox did not do his report, but we'll give him a chance before the end of the week.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
As part of the Bobby Bones Cinema Club, we had to watch a movie called The Stuff. Lunchbox had put in the hat. We drew it randomly. We watched it. It was an hour, 27 minutes. And the whole premise of this movie is that there's a yogurt and it kills people. It takes over people's brains.
It takes over their bodies, man.
Yeah. So everybody wrote a 3-line review. I'm just going to go through some of the reviews here.
Let's anonymously. Do it.
Okay. Review number one. The Stuff should have won an Oscar. Was it cheesy? The answer is yes. But you found yourself cheering for the good guys. You immediately ran to your fridge to throw out all your yogurt. Add that to my must watch list again. That had to be you. Okay. He's such a bad actor.
Okay.
That was the first one up. Okay. This is exactly something I would imagine Lunchbox liking and watching over and over. He has some bizarre movie interest. This movie is so dumb and very weird, I can't believe I watched the whole thing.
Rude.
Here's the next one. I thought the commentary on consumerism was interesting, and I was actually a fan of the practical effects, even though they looked very 80s. But the story fell apart quickly. The production was terrible, and Moe is one of the most unorthodox characters ever. I did find the movie had a cult following, so I don't think Lunchbox was intentionally trying to pick a bad movie.
Scuba Z.
Yeah, that's for sure Scuba.
Is that you, Scuba?
No, that sounds like Mike, actually.
That sounds like Mike.
Got it.
Oh, yeah.
It definitely was a metaphor for a lot of... I mean,
yeah.
But as a kid, I had no idea that was all involved.
It was a little better than Rope. Special effects were horrible. I never want to see ice cream, shaving cream, or toothpaste again. I give it a 1.5. They call me Mo because I always ask for Mo money out of 5. I will say that I paid $3 for it. I watched it, and I was so happy it was only an hour and 20 minutes. Because I broke it up into two parts. It was much easier to do that. One of the parts was the toilet.
Like, that's what broke the time?
No, I just watched it on my laptop on the toilet.
Oh.
It's going to be there anyway. So.
Interested.
I have to admit, I laughed multiple times watching this movie. The storyline is crap. The acting is terrible, except for Chocolate Chip Charlie. This goes down as one of the worst, cheesiest 80s movies I've ever seen. Generally, not really a beloved movie by the group here. Here's one. 3 lines. WTF.
Those are the lines.
That's the review. Yeah, that was mine.
Yeah.
So let's talk about it for a second. It's called The Stuff. I actually made notes as I was watching the movie. Here are my notes from watching this movie from the 80s called The Stuff. This movie was actually made in 1985. And the cover is a guy whose face is being stretched and yogurt is coming out of his mouth. Mm. Now, it starts with this old guy looking at the ground. And he goes, well, that there is moving. He puts his finger in the ground and licks it and goes, hey, Michael, come here. Taste this. That's how it starts. And then they're just eating the stuff from the ground. They're like, it tastes so good. And that's what happens. It's basically like an alien from underground that gets spread all over the country, put into yogurt. Once you eat the yogurt, you get taken over by it. And then that's what's up. The dog that was mean because he ate the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Mo was like, hey, dog, why is your master afraid of you? And I'm like, it's a freaking huge Doberman. Even if he didn't have the stuff. Like the dog. So the dog got eat up by the stuff. Chocolate Chip Charlie was a real hero in it.
Oh, he's awesome.
Out of
man.
Nowhere, he comes like beating up, fighting Mo.
Yeah, hey, but then Chocolate Chip.
Then he ends up, then Chocolate Chip Charlie.
No, don't ruin
spoiler
it.
Spoiler alert.
It's 85, bro. Man. That's 85.
Okay. Well.
When the dude is in the bed in the hotel and gets attacked in the face by the yogurt, he's in the bed staying there, and all of a sudden the yogurt starts attacking him. And
it exploded out of the pillow, man.
Yeah, and then they have to like burn it off his face.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
And then Chocolate Chip Charlie's head exploding. I have that as another cool scene.
Like what did they use? Because they did whatever it was, shaving cream or whatever they used in making the movie. There was a lot of stuff.
Oh, I was reading about it. And they said whatever the concoction was, it was so disgusting. Like the actors even had to go and like take breaks away from it because it smelled so bad.
It was a foam made of blended fish bones. I also had to take breaks away from the movie. It was so bad. Same reason.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
I could see where if I were 9...
I would. It's not scary though. I thought it was gonna be a scary movie.
I mean, there was funny and there was scary because the whole yogurt thing. For years after that, you don't eat yogurt.
And the whole purpose of the movie is just because everybody tells you you should eat it, and everybody in America is eating it. It's the new thing. It's on commercials. It doesn't mean it's actually the best thing for you.
Yeah.
How many cups of yogurt do you give it? I give it 2 out of 5. 2 because there is a bigger message to it that I think could be easily missed. But I'm going to give it 2 out of 5, Amy.
1.
Okay.
Out of 5.
Eddie?
I'm going to give it 1. I mean, I did like the special effects of the big foam.
Well, I feel like we could have done that here.
Right.
That's a lot of foam.
I feel like it's very low
Lunchbox.
Budget.
Oh, I give it 4 out of 5.
Morgan?
1.5 out of 5.
Hey, Movie Mike, your final thought on the stuff here?
Oh, I thought it was ridiculous. I love the part where the kid just randomly gets in the car with Mo. He's like, who are you? And then, get in the car.
Then all right. Best friends.
And the kid's parents are all murdered by the yogurt. But right. he's like all chill about it and stuff. He's like, that's my dad and my brothers. We're all good.
And then he just leaves him hanging out on his own. He gets stuck in the truck. Like, oh, yeah, you're in here.
Scuba, do you have a review of the stuff?
So for me, my 4 review or just the rating?
Whatever.
Oh, I don't remember. I wrote it down. But my thing is 3.5 out of 5 chocolate Charlie chips.
Wow. Why? Why'd you like it so much?
I just, for you, like the
lonely?
Well, I'm lonely. Nothing else to watch. But it kind of reminds me of the Killer Clowns of Outer Space.
Yeah.
Like that cult classic kind of movie film. So I enjoyed it. It was cheesy, but it was good.
Okay. The stuff overall averaged about 1.8 cups of yogurt.
Yeah.
We do think that it wasn't, you didn't do it to be mean to us.
I didn't. I'm telling you, that was a childhood classic.
The Bobby Bone Cinema Club will draw another movie next week.
Oh, boy.
We'll watch it again. All right, Lunchbox, thank you. You got another one to put in there, though.
Oh, I
got to
write one down.
Yeah, yeah.
Box of Moonlight.
I already watched that one. It kept showing the guy's wiener. And that's, I was like, why did Lunchbox do this one? Yes. Here are some number ones. The number one pop song is Taylor Swift, Karma. Number one hip-hop song is SZA, Snooze. I can lose when I'm with you. And the number one country song is Old Dominion, Memory Lane. If I could buy a house on Memory Lane. That is their 9th number one song. Congratulations to those guys. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So you would think that the number one thing that couples fight over when they're
money.
Home and they're trying to watch TV.
Dogs.
Is
wow, man. Anything else?
Personal?
Dishwasher. No. Well, I started with money as general, and then I realized maybe it was more specific towards something we do. And it's like, who's going to take the dogs out? And then I hate the dishwasher. Yeah. So that was my 3, yeah.
Okay, well, these are all TV-related arguments, and you would think the number one is like, hey, what are we going to watch? But that's not it. Okay, I'm going to list you the top 5.
Go ahead.
Spending too much time choosing what to watch.
Well, there's so many options. That's problematic. When you have 5 streaming platforms and every show and you don't really have a plan, like, let's just pick something to watch. There are movies, there are shows, there are series, there's documentary. I don't know. So you just fight over, even with myself, it's like, should I? But if I, so I get that one.
They keep talking while you're trying to pay attention.
That's not really an issue for us.
Okay. Asking too many questions about what's going on.
Nah, not an issue.
Deciding
what... The only time I ask questions, if I get on my phone, and I hate having to do this. She's like, you know, if you're going to miss stuff, if you're on your phone, you're going to miss what's happening. It's a really important time. Yeah, no problem. I'm on my phone. Hey, how did he end up with the red hair?
She's like, exactly.
She's like, I told you. Yes. Okay, go ahead.
And then this is where deciding to watch comes in at number 2. Like, you want to watch something, but then they don't, and you're going back and forth. Which, how do y'all have
we,
a system?
We just trade. We trade, or she's been right so many times. If it's a tie, I just go with her. Because I don't think she's ever been wrong. The only show that we started watching that I wasn't super into, and I think it was an attention span thing we just started on episode 3, was the Anne Frank story that's on like Nat Geo Hulu. A small life. Yeah, it's about Meep who was taking care of Anne Frank and like making sure they had food. Mm. I know the story really well. And I think the reason that I can't just be like, I'm ready to watch it is I know how it ends and I'm so sad. And I hate Nazis.
Well, yeah.
And I hate Hitler, and it just all disgusts me. And it just, even though it's in history and past, it makes me so sad, even though the show is really good. I think that's why I'm not into it now that I talk it out loud. I just don't like how it makes me feel. I hate Nazis.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, golly. All right, what else?
Well, the number one thing that we argue about
Nazis.
When watching TV with others is the volume. One person thinks it's too loud. The other person thinks it's too quiet.
I have to turn it up really loud. Yeah. I think because I have headphones on all the time. Although I passed my hearing test, best hearing they ever heard.
Huh.
And so I turn the subtitles on, though, the captions, all the time for everything. It doesn't matter what it is.
it's got subtitles on.
Yeah, I've got issue in my car, though, with my kids. They think I listen to the radio too loud.
Yeah, I have headphones on all day, every day.
They're like, what are you trying to ruin our ears? But honestly, like, I can't hear
it.
It
can be the other way where kids are like, turn it up.
Right, right.
Like,
yeah.
All right. What else?
Well, speaking of TV, our home improvement shows making our homes boring. According to a new study, home improvement shows like those on HGTV are causing all houses to look the same.
Yeah.
I didn't know if I heard that.
Yeah,
right.
Building roots.
Amy's sister's show, yes.
Because these shows tend to focus on like what's wrong with the house, and people then are afraid to take risks and they're decorating, which means homes are starting to lack any uniqueness.
Why are you angry?
Yeah, do you roll your eyes?
Yes, you should, and she did a
no, I'm
like
just
she's
kidding.
Personally offended.
It is interesting, though. I'll send this article to my sister and be like, hey, spice things up.
Yeah. That sounds like do it naked, to be honest with you, how you said that. No. Right, what else?
Luke Combs surprised patients at a children's hospital in North Carolina with tickets to his show this weekend. And here's a nurse giving the good news to a kid in the hospital.
Request a lot of awesome country songs. We jam out the country music. Okay, so I hope next Friday you don't have any plans, because we would love to send you to the Luke Combs concert.
Hey, kid, you got a fast car. That's cool. That kid, that's awesome.
Yeah, his mom was saying that her son was speechless, which is probably why... You can hear him.
Don't say that. That's Dan and Shay song. Don't get that mixed up with Luke.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, we got a free Eddie. Eddie and Abby are heading up. They're going up north. About an hour to skydive, jump out of a plane. This might be the last time.
Wait. The last time what? I jump out of a plane?
I just want to, before you leave the room, because Eddie's leaving right now.
Are we going to hug?
I just want to touch you final time.
We should say goodbye.
Just one time, one final touch, okay?
Hey, I just want to tell you guys, I love you
Thank you.
Right?
Abby, anything you want to say to us?
Yeah, thank you for everything.
You're welcome.
It's been fun.
It has been fun.
Just in case.
If we don't make it back. Okay. But no, we're going to do great.
All right, you guys have a good time.
Thank you, man.
We'll see you on the other side. Oh, and there they go, Abby and Eddie to skydive. We'll check back in with them in an hour or so.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
If you live in North Tonawanda, New York, you probably see 23-year-old James Porter walking down the street pulling his lawn equipment. He has a little cart, and he has his mower, and he drags it everywhere. Why? Because he's blind, but he's an entrepreneur. He has a lawn mowing and snow blowing business. And one guy was driving by, sees him walking all the time, goes, man, that cart looks like it needs repairs.
Does he have a cane or a dog?
Nah, he doesn't have a cane or a dog.
Well, if he's blind...
It says nothing about a cane or a dog.
I know, but I'm just asking how he's moving. Maybe he's legally blind, but he can still see a little bit?
Yeah.
He is legally blind and cannot operate a motor vehicle, so that tells me he's blind.
Right. Well, not needing a cane or a dog, so you can see a little bit.
Can I tell you the
You can, go.
Yeah, yeah. Using a cane, that is maybe the most impressive feat in the history of the world.
I agree. Because not only are you, like, feeling for things, but you're the sound of things and what you're hitting. Yeah. And you know, people have to learn how to use that as a necessity.
Yeah.
But it's very hard.
I mean, to be out in public, there's, like, on a public street, like, I can barely not get hit by a car. And that's the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen.
I know.
But that and getting a package overnight.
Still obsessed with that? Okay. All right.
But back to James. So, you know, he's like struggling because his mower's kind of broken. The wagon's kind of broken. And this guy, Paul, sees him and is like, man, this ain't right. Let me go ahead and buy him a new mower, buy him a new cart. And then he put the word out on social media and drummed up a bunch of new business for him.
He just saw him and bought him all that stuff?
Yeah, he says the work ethic is the reason. And here's Paul talking about it.
He's doing this pretty hard job towing a trailer with a lawnmower and a weed wagon and everything on it, and that's not easy, you know. So I said he must be a pretty hard worker.
And he got a free mower out of it. That's pretty cool. And he's blind.
And this dude got him a lot of new business because he posted about it on Facebook and social media and said, hey, guys need to hire this man.
I'm looking at him now. I think he's blind like I'm blind.
Oh.
If I didn't wear glasses.
Hmm. Oh, so it's kind of like half blind.
Like, I can't get a driver's license.
Yeah.
But not half blind. Legally blind is what we call it. Lunchbox. Blind. Yes. Okay. Is that it?
That's it. That's what it's all about.
That is what it's all about. You said that?
Just tell me something good.
Here's a voicemail we got last night.
Hey, so I got a morning corny that my stepdaughter said. What do you call alcohol in literature? To Kill a Mockingbird. Ha!
Tequila. Yeah, tequila.
Sound like he had some alcohol.
Mm-hmm. What do you call voicemail and alcohol? That. There you go. Voicemail. Yeah, yeah. All right, Amy, let's go to the morning corny.
The morning corny.
Have you heard about those new corduroy pillows? Mm-hmm. They're making headlines.
Put your head on it.
Yeah.
Makes it. Got it. Yeah.
That was the morning corny.
You know, I just realized how much we miss Eddie to laugh at those jokes. Because there was a brief silence there after that.
Yeah.
And usually he thinks that crap's funny. I like it too. It was good today. Yeah. Oh, okay. But Eddie's going to jump out of an airplane today. We may never hear him laugh at those jokes again.
I almost tried to pull a, or I wanted to do like a skydiving joke.
Oh, you should have.
No, no.
What's a skydiver hitting the ground?
Yeah, what's the sound of Eddie saying goodbye?
Adios.
Slat. Oh. Oh, dang. Amy goes to
wow.
Adios.
I don't know.
Dang. Okay. So Amy's canceled. Anyway, we're going to play this. By the way, if you're in Wichita, in less than a month, I'm going to be doing two shows there. And on the Friday night show, the 11th, August 11th, there are still tickets available for my comedically inspirational show. If you're in Wichita or near Wichita and you want to come, get tickets at bobbybones.com. Okay, we'll check back in with Abby and Eddie in just a little bit because they're ready to jump out of the plane. The average baby's birth weight is 7.4 pounds. This lady who lives down the road from us here had a baby that weighed 13 pounds.
Wow.
13 pounds. I like two babies.
Crazy.
Crazy. Here, I'm going to play you. We have a clip here. Here you go.
This was a shock for sure. Our first was 9:15, so we anticipated a bigger baby, but nothing like this. I'm getting used to it, but it's definitely hard because he wants to be held all the time, so working on those muscles right now. He does eat around the clock. It's kind of hard to keep up for sure.
Head full of hair. Double size baby.
C-section?
Yeah, it didn't really say here.
Oh.
It just says a baby weighing over 13 pounds has been born in Tennessee, making it one of the biggest babies ever born at that hospital. The baby's name is Leo Everett Taylor, 80% bigger than the average baby.
Wow.
It's as big as a three-month-old, but it just came out.
Golly, putting it that way.
What'd you say, Mike? It was C-section.
Oh,
it was so big.
Goodness.
It won't come out. We got to cut it open. Dang, that's wild. But the other baby weighed 9 pounds.
That's a big baby.
I wonder how big the dad is, because she's normal. Average in every way. I'm looking at the dad behind her. He's not like 7'2". He's not Weminyama. Yeah. That's from WSMV. Here's a story, too, that kind of freaked me out a little bit. But, I mean, it's good because they know where the kid is. But there was a teenager reported missing in Houston back in 2015. And they found him 8 years later. And he's fine. It's just he's been living at home the whole time. And he was going by other names, like saying he was his cousin, the nephew, all kinds of stuff.
What?
Oh, you don't? This is a story I thought you would have eaten up. You don't know this one?
But I read it, but I'm like, what are the police doing? Do you not look at a photo next to him and be like, you're the same kid, and do it?
A 25-year-old man who had allegedly disappeared 8 years ago was never really missing and has been living with his mom the whole time. Rudy Farias made national headlines over the weekend when it was reported he had been located safe at a church in Houston after a year-long search. He was reported missing in 2015. Farias, quote, was not missing during the 8-year period, says the Houston Police Lieutenant Christopher Zamora. There had been multiple times in 8 years when police officers spoke with the young man and gave him fake names.
So wild. Like, what is the point of that? Like, what is the game? Like, what's the end game? What's the scheme?
I never read, like, the motivation behind it.
I could never figure that out.
Like, if she was hiding it from somewhere, from somebody. But again, if she was hiding, he was still around.
Right.
Right.
Well, did she want to keep him out of school? Was there some sort of financial gain?
Like, do you get money for a missing child?
I don't know. Attention. And then she didn't. I don't know the answer to that, but that is a crazy story. One other one, and we're going to talk to Eddie and Abby in a little bit. They're going to jump out of that airplane. Speaking of airplanes, on Sunday night, cops in Minneapolis were waiting at the airport to arrest a guy. They knew he was on the plane. And so as he's coming down, he opens the door, jumps out, slides down it, and takes off running.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
at the airport.
Absolutely.
The attempted escape occurred 11:15 p.m. right up there on the tarmac. I just feel like I'd open that door and then the thing wouldn't open.
Right.
And I'm so betting on that slide and the slide doesn't open. But they end up finding him inside of a catering truck.
Wow.
That's where he hid. I'm surprised he could even get away at all at an airport running through the...
Also, did he like start walking up the jetway and he sees the police, or the police start coming on the airplane? He sees them. He's like, I'm out of here.
I would think they're not on the plane. I would think he sees all the cop cars waiting for him down below.
And he knows it's him, huh?
Police said the man was wanted for violating a restraining order and also had an active felony drug warrant in Wright County. So he opens the door and slides down the slide. At least he got to do that. Tell his friends about that.
Heck yeah. Guess add those charges.
Do. Slide to slide. we'll check in with Abby and Amy. No, Amy's here. Abby and Eddie, because they're jumping out of an airplane in the next 20 minutes or so, right here on the show. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
We're just a few minutes away from Eddie and Abby jumping out of this airplane. Eddie, are you nervous now or excited now that it's about to happen?
Man, I was so excited driving up here, and then I got here, and it got real. I saw the plane. We took a class, and like, I mean, this is the Army, so they don't, nobody jokes here. Like, I try to crack some jokes.
Oh, no, nobody jokes.
They're serious, which is cool, though, because they're serious about jumping. It's going to be, I feel safe now.
What did your wife say? Because, again, here you are, a dad, four boys. You have four children, young children. One of them's a teenager, but you have three young children plus a teenager. Did your wife go, maybe not the best idea?
No, she said, I'm happy for you. I'm glad you get to do the things that you want to do. But at the same time, she was like, hey, can I FaceTime you while you do it? I'm like, sorry, we're going to do it on the radio. So she's like, oh, what? So now she's going to have to listen on the radio with everyone else.
He sounds a little scared.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, he sounds a little nervous. Is Abby there with you?
Yeah. You want to talk to her?
Yeah, let me talk to her. All right, here's Abby, who also is going to jump out of the plane. Abby, when you woke up this morning, were you scared or excited when you rolled out of bed?
I was excited, but now I'm like, I don't think I've ever been this nervous. I'm not going to lie.
What's the, about what specifically? What did you see that made you nervous?
I don't know. I can't even process this right now.
Did they tell you how high you're going to jump out, or do you remember?
No, they really haven't given details on that, but just those videos are in my head, like of this, like what you see when you open the door, and they're just like, be prepared when the door opens because you don't know what's going to happen. Like, they could just jump out anytime.
Well, if this is the last time we talk to you guys.
Yeah, goodbye.
Okay. No, not goodbye. You really were a big part of our life.
Very much so.
Thank you. Same with you.
Yeah, Abby, can you give us one last song before you pass away?
So you can cut me down right before.
Yeah, we don't need that. Good point. Okay, we will check back in with you guys in a little bit. I know you guys have a couple things to do, like strapping some stuff on, getting dressed. But we'll check back in, and we'll jump out of the plane in just a few minutes. Okay, guys?
Okay.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
There they are, jumping out of an airplane. They drove close to an hour north. They're with the Army. They're going to be strapped to somebody. But like I said, two of them will jump. One of them will survive.
Wow.
That would be a great reality show.
It'd be a terrible show. I don't want to do this with them on the phone, but I didn't realize that after the show yesterday, you guys made goodbye messages to Eddie and Abby.
Yeah.
Seems a little morbid.
I know.
It's morbid, but it's also that way we can get our emotions out, like our feelings, and talk about when they're gone.
How many are there?
We have four here.
Feels kind of creepy. Can I hear lunchboxes?
Yeah, here you go.
How do I say
Abby. Oh, man. The phones are just going to ring and ring and ring. But I'm sure someone can just step in. Shouldn't be that hard, but her ability to wear that headset, that will be missed. Eddie, man. I'm going to miss hearing about how busy he is, how he's so stressed out, how he works so hard, how he needs me to make a reel for him. I mean, so yeah, really, I guess I'm just going to miss him annoying me. You know, is that like that little brother that annoys you and annoys you and annoys you, but when they're gone, you miss them? That's what it's going to be without. That's what it's going to be. That's what it's going to be like without Eddie.
Messing up or getting emotional?
I was getting emotional.
No, you weren't.
Oh, my. I was like, what is happening?
Actor. I thought he was messing up. Yeah. But then I know he can't edit that music like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If they do die, this is really horrible. Yes.
I've already thought that multiple times.
It's the truth.
I mean, don't you believe in speaking stuff into existence?
Yeah, I don't want to speak this.
They made you do this bit?
Yeah.
Who made you?
Lunchbox.
Okay, let me hear some of Amy's. I might cut it, but go ahead.
How do I say
if we lose Eddie, what are you going to miss about him?
His chicken. Does he have, like, the best chicken ever?
That's it?
Well, no. I mean, that's only one thing. I feel like I'd be here all day if I told you everything I miss about Eddie. And Abby, don't even get me started. She's the sweetest person that we have on the show. So I just feel like the whole vibe, everything will be different. I'll feel for Eddie's family and his kids.
Okay, I appreciate the idea behind it. I just don't like how it makes me feel.
Wait, you might want to hear Ray's. Ray's was heartfelt.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
That was deep.
Okay, go ahead.
What
are you going to miss about Eddie?
He's a good yes guy, good laugh. You know, he's always there to, if you tell a joke, he'll give you that big belly laugh, whether he believes it or not. He's good at videos. I mean, it might just be a blank screen if you go on Facebook after this. And, you know, I mean, it'd be more parking spaces. His Jeep takes up, I think, 2 in the parking lot, so... But yeah, I'll miss him.
Abby's gone. What are we missing about Abby?
Friendly smile, nice girl. Really great, honestly. Off air, sweet as can be. Partied in Vegas with her one time. Had a blast. I'll always cherish those memories, man.
Strong, Ray.
Yeah.
I felt that. A fitting tribute to two people who have not died and won't die in the next segment. Well, two segments.
We hope.
They're going to jump out of an airplane on the air. We do not know how long we're going to stay connected to them. If they get to a height and their phone dies. If... the phone doesn't connect at all, but we will be here when they jump. It'll be all live.
So when they get up there and the phone dies, do they just put it in their pocket?
Yeah, you just zip it. I did it, I had a suit on with all the zipper pockets.
That's what I was going to say. Like, what happens if it falls? Like,
I don't think that'll happen.
Because if it falls like a penny.
I think it'll die before it gets to the top of the plane. So they're not going to jump out with it. They won't have connection, I don't think.
Okay, because I was going to say, like a penny, if you drop it from the Empire State Building, it'll kill someone.
It will not kill you.
Rumor.
It will not.
Or myth.
Yes, a myth. Yes, not even a rumor. Myth. It will not kill you. Okay, so we'll come back and do that. Also, let me say this to everybody in Wichita. I'm going to come up in less than a month, and we kind of decided yesterday we're going to shoot the first part of our special there in Wichita. So if you're going to come to these shows, these comedically inspirational shows, we'll have full crews there. We'll be shooting the first part of the special on Friday night. Saturday night sold out, but we'll do both nights. But Friday night, there's still some tickets to the Wichita show. If you guys want to go to bobbybones.com and get tickets, would love for you to come. It's going to be super cool, super special, and comedically inspirational. It's August 11th, I think, 11th to 12th.
11th and 12th.
We'll be shooting our first part of our special there.
It's a good call.
Which call?
That decision.
Yeah, because they're the best.
I know, Wichita. They'll give you the, you know, energy.
They'll give me some eddies, fake laughs, yes, if I need it. Right, Ray?
I mean, kind of feels like it sometimes with me. I'm like, I don't even think that was funny, but why aren't you laughing?
To Eddie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's fun, though. It makes you happy.
Yeah, Eddie makes everybody happy. I get it. Okay, we'll come back. Here we go. Well, in this next 20 minutes or so, we should be connecting with Eddie and Abby as they jump out of an airplane. I don't really know where we are right now because they went into some, hey, this is real. This is serious. Kind of meeting?
Okay.
They're scuba now. Scuba Steve.
No, it's Eddie. It's Eddie.
Oh, sounds...
It's me.
Yeah. Okay, where are you?
Okay, so I'm waiting to get my jumpsuit on and get strapped in. Like, we're about to do that here in the next 2 minutes.
Okay.
I got all the scoop on, like, what we're doing, like, what I need to do. There's 3 rules, apparently.
When do you stop, drop, and roll?
No. Don't put that in my head.
Oh.
I have to be focused. Because I was daydreaming during the class for a second. I'm like, oh, no, what did they just say?
It's a skydiving class and he might die and he's daydreaming. Okay, go ahead. So what's the plan?
Okay, so I'm going to get strapped in. I'm going to get all my stuff strapped in and they're going to tie me up to some guy and we're going 2.5 miles up. And then we're going to jump, man. We're going to do it.
So like that'd be 13,000 feet. Yeah, 5,280 feet, right? The base of the mile.
Yeah.
I think that's what they said. I was daydreaming, like I said.
10,004, 12, yeah, 13,000 feet, basically.
Yeah.
That's fun, man. It's crazy, though, as you go up, because you're going to be like, well, I guess it's time to jump. And they're like, no, we're not even halfway there yet.
Like, oh. Hey, did they when you jump, did they tell you to bend, arch, like arch your back and stuff?
Probably. Yeah. I think at that point, I was just like trying to pee. Like, I was just nervous, and I was like, oh, don't.
Or
like,
trying to not.
No, yeah, trying to like hold it back a little bit, yeah. Okay, well, we'll check back with you in a few minutes. We're going to do the news. Anything Abby wants to say as she by you?
Abby's on the other side of the table, man.
That's okay.
She's freaking out. She looks like she's crying.
What's your nervous scale right now? 10 being you can't get in the plane, 1 being no problem.
I'm probably about 7.
Where were you when you woke up this morning?
0. I wasn't nervous.
Got it. And we'll ask and Abby what she is.
What's Abby's at 10 for sure. Dude, really? Tell her she's freaking out.
Tell her, arch your back.
They made her jump on a scale because they were scared she was too light.
She floats the other way? She jumps out and goes up?
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe they put, like, rocks in her.
Yeah, the parachute will just take her, like, gone. Yeah.
They put those ankle weights. My grandma used to work with my grandma. They strap it on her ankle.
Hey, grandma, I wear those.
Yeah, and my grandma.
Yeah.
Okay, Eddie, we'll check back in a few minutes.
All right, I tell you, I love you guys.
Okay, yeah, we love you too, buddy.
Bye.
All right, what do you want to do, Ray? Do you want to leave them on hold, or are they just going to call back?
I would say hold, and then we'll do this news.
Is somebody going to check on them while we're doing the news?
Yep.
Okay, let me know. All right, let's go to the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
A court has ruled that Lady Gaga does not have to pay the $500,000 reward for her dogs because the woman who sued her was involved in the theft.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Again, we knew there was something fishy going on. But then we thought, is she really going to get away with this? And the court said, no. Lady Gaga won the legal case over her huge dog reward because that woman was like, oh, here are the dogs. Like, tied up to the pole, found them.
But the crazy thing is, Lady Gaga had to spend money on legal fees.
For sure.
And that's so, that's frustrating.
Yeah, the judge said that since, well, she was actually convicted in connection to that crime, like, namely pleading no contest and knowingly receiving stolen property, that she couldn't get the money for it. That's crazy. It's also crazy the guy didn't die. Like, we laugh about it now, but they came and shot him.
They shot him in the chest.
Boom, 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 boom. And then took the bulldogs, French bulldogs. Yeah. And then Gaga's like, where are they? I give this money. And then all of a sudden, somebody's like, here they are. They're right here. Well, how'd they get back? I don't know.
Don't ask.
That's it. Yep. Kevin Costner to pay estranged wife, Christine Baumgartner, $129,000 a month for child support. From the New York Post. Kevin Costner has been ordered to pay more than double his proposed amount of child support. According to court documents, he's been ordered to pay that $129, $755 monthly to support their 3 kids. Kevin and Christine will be responsible for 50% of their kids' health care expenses, extracurricular activities, and private school tuition. If they're both responsible for 50% of it, I feel like that money's probably most all of it, right?
I think he's paying for all of it.
You would think.
I think he gives her that, and then she gives like 10% back to pay for that stuff, and then she lives the high life.
Well, technically, she gives 50% back. Like, if school tuition, what, I don't know their private school, say it's, okay, fine, $10,000, she's going to have to pay $5,000, and he pays $5,000.
Yeah, let's just say like 10% of the whole thing she gets every month.
Oh, yeah, she's getting, and she makes $100,000 herself.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I mean, it must be nice.
Kevin Costner's net worth is about $500 million, $400 to $500 million. And okay, so overall, in child support, he's paying $1.2-1.3 million a year.
That's nothing.
He's probably okay.
Yeah, he's
fine. But I mean, this woman is just chilling.
She's out of his house, though. They kicked her out.
Yeah, she moved to like a different house.
But mostly it's about making sure the kid has a similar lifestyle when they're with the mom and the dad, so the kid like doesn't have a favorite based on just the dad being rich.
Right.
Oh. That probably already happens.
Yes.
I wonder if he has to give her alimony, too.
Oh, I hope not. I mean, that's already enough.
What do you mean you... I mean, that's for the kids.
I know, but it's a lot of money.
Right. So I'm saying, like, what else does she need?
I'd lump it all in there, put a bow on it. Here's alimony, here's insurance, here's... What else? There you go. Lottery money. Here's your stipend. Here, $129,000. All in.
Yeah, that's plenty of money to live off of for three kids and you.
A month.
No, I know. I hear you.
It doesn't matter. Like, get out of here, crazy. Alimony.
Bethany Frankel says Jonah Hill was a jerk to her when they met. Well, the whole thing now is go and dunk on Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
Regardless, I don't know Jonah Hill. Never met him. I don't know if he's a nice guy or not a nice guy, but what stinks in this celebrity culture is as soon as somebody comes out and goes, this person's mean, it allows other people to jump on the story. And really, it doesn't mean Jonah Hill's a mean dude. It means anybody that has a beef with Jonah Hill now can step forward and go like, yeah, he's a real jerk.
What did it start with? The ex-girlfriend?
Yes.
Okay.
So that is what it started. And she waited till his now wife had the baby and then came out and said that he was like emotionally abusive.
Yes.
And controlling. Yeah.
And she published all the text messages and...
I did not see the text messages. Were they bad?
I mean...
Was it text with him or her friend?
Mike, what do you think? Because I saw the...
I don't know about relational... Like, I did take relational communication in college or something like that. And maybe the wording is controlling, but I didn't see it as like, oh my gosh, that seems just crazy. It was like... I don't want you posting, you know, bikini pics on Instagram. That is not a good look. You know, things like that. And I was like, okay, what's the big deal about that?
Yeah, I didn't read the text.
But maybe I'm missing something.
Regardless of Jonah Hill or whomever, if somebody comes out and goes, hey, I don't like Amy. Everybody else who doesn't like Amy, even if Amy's awesome and they've had a beef with her, they can come, yep, she's a really, really bad person.
Yeah, then I can publish my account.
And you can do yours, yeah. You've been waiting for that though, huh?
Yeah, okay. I mean, because then I saw another girl came out and said, oh, yeah, when I was, like, 16, and he tried to kiss me, like, some actress. I don't know. But
how old was he?
24.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't like that story, I'll be honest with you.
No, I didn't like that one either, but I was like, ugh. Like,
hey, Mike, did you met Jonah Hill once?
No, I've never met him.
You didn't meet him?
No, I'm just a big fan of him.
Has anyone here ever met Jonah Hill or been around him?
No, but I watched his movie that was really weird.
The therapy one?
Yeah, that was
strange. I thought it was pretty good.
That was so
That's
strange.
Interesting.
Different.
Yeah.
Oh,
but it was
very different.
Yeah, it was... Yeah, I don't want to say anything else about it because I don't want to spoil it. But yeah, it's about him in therapy. You watch him in therapy.
Yeah, he's therapist.
It was one of Mike's top movies of the year. So I watched it and I was like, oh man.
A study found that a majority of daters fell in love with someone who they were not initially attracted to. The question is why? The modern dater understands that relationships take time and shouldn't be rushed, and they're willing to give relationships more time now than ever before, even if there's not that immediate attractiveness. I would say this is mostly women who are making the mature decision to give it time.
Yeah, women.
Guys
are
still stupid.
I was going to say, I never found an ugly, like, attractive later.
Men are ancient.
Yeah, men are definitely more visual only.
Yeah.
And if the visual's not there, they can't allow anything else to develop. Again, we're baseline.
Yeah.
Shallow. Where women can't actually do that. And thank God. Or I don't know that I'd be married.
Yeah.
My wife had to find something else other than this, you know, C-minus face here.
Okay. I mean,
would you like to say anything?
Can you relate to that lunchbox?
No.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know that.
Because you're really good looking.
A plus.
I know.
Yeah. Sleep disorder expert warns that constantly watching the clock trying to sleep makes insomnia worse. Checking the time at night is also linked to higher use of prescription sleep medications because you start to panic with each waning minute. This is the primary care companion for CNS disorders. I'll do this. I'll be like this. Okay, if I fall asleep now, I'll get 6 hours and 22 minutes. Dang it. Okay, well, now fall asleep. I get 6 hours and 13. Dang it. Okay, 5:44 if I go to sleep right now. I do that sometimes.
Oh, yeah. It's not good to do that. I don't think he's going to do that either.
And neither does the primary care companion for CNS disorders.
Okay.
That's right. Let me go over. Oh, Scuba met Jonah Hill. Is that Scuba on the phone?
Yes.
Oh, here he comes.
I knew somebody had met him. Hey, Scuba, you there?
Yeah, what's up, man?
You met Jonah Hill?
Yeah, it was back in 2011. I did an interview. It was like an awkward setting, though. We were in a San Francisco hotel, and talking to him was like literally talking to a wall. It's like he wasn't even there. He wasn't connecting to me. It was weird, and at the end, he kept trying to force us for a selfie, and I was like, I don't want to take a picture with you. You're a jerk.
Let me get this straight. A celebrity was like, let's take a picture, and you're like, you're a jerk?
Yeah, well, because the whole time, the whole interview was so weird and awkward, and it was a terrible experience, and so I didn't want a photo with him.
But why did he want one with you?
And then why, you're like, well, we just couldn't connect. Is it not on you at all?
I mean, it could have been, but from the beginning to the middle to the end, there was no personality. I mean, granted, people have bad days. Sure, he could have had a bad day. But I've heard this from a lot of people, that he's just not the kindest person.
Okay. Well, let's reach out and try to get him on the show.
I'm not dunking on Jonah Hill. He may just be a weird dude. And that's his right.
Yeah, he's a weird guy.
And that's his right. That's his right. Yeah, go ahead. Okay, are we about to jump out of the plane or what?
So, yeah, they're putting their gear on right now. They're the first group to go, and they're walking out to the plane probably in the next 2 minutes. You want to talk to Eddie right now as he's putting his gear on?
Yeah, real quick. Then we're going to play a song. Okay. Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, do that thing I do in the studio where when Amy's talking for a long time and I do my finger and I do go, hey, let's go wrap it up. Like, do that with all those army people there and tell them we got to get up in that plane. Let's wrap it up.
You want me to wrap up the U.S. Army?
Yeah. Just do your finger and be like, all right, boys, wrap it up. We got to get up in that plane. We got to get on the air.
Come on, guys. I got to jump.
All right. You feeling good?
Oh, dude. Yeah. Hey, so I got the harness on. This stuff's pretty tight.
Dude, I'm going to tell you right now, that
what hurts
the worst is when they jerk that cable. It's like your genitalia feel it for a couple days.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah, do you wear a diaper like I told you?
Did I do what?
I wear a diaper like I told you?
No, I didn't wear a diaper. Dude, I've gone to the bathroom 5 times.
Yeah. I'm jealous.
All right, we'll check back in a few minutes. Hopefully you guys get up in the air soon. Hey, Scuba.
I love you guys.
Hey, okay, stop saying that. Hey, Scuba,
well,
Steve.
I'm just saying, you never know.
Okay, yeah.
Can we put Scuba back on, please?
Yeah.
Even though...
Do they know we're on the air, Ray, or we just saw...
I mean, Scuba's singing songs.
We just new boot goofing this morning.
Hey, I saw that guy.
Hey, you did?
Yeah, he said hi to me.
Yeah.
Really? Where?
At the NASCAR race. Right. Yeah, he got me. He's like, what's up, man? I was like, I don't know who that is.
New boot.
And then, like, 20 minutes later, it hit me. I was like, oh, that's that new boot goofing guy. Yeah. I had no idea who he was.
Hey, Scuba Steve, how long when the plane goes up until they can jump? I'm trying to time this thing out for our listeners.
So where we're at, your time, Central Time, it's 8:10. So in the next 5 minutes, we're going to the plane, and that's like a quick process. And then once they get on the plane, the whole thing is 20 minutes total.
Until they get to the ground?
Until they hit the ground, yeah.
Okay, then we'll jump. We'll come back with you in a second. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Scuba Steve is with Eddie and Abby as they jump out of the airplane. Hey, Scuba Steve, are they not up yet?
No, so now they've got their gear on. They're about to go outside, but the problem is Eddie keeps going to the bathroom, which has held this up a little bit.
Is he so nervous he has to keep peeing?
He's gone probably four times. And he's gone number two at least twice.
Is he so nervous that he's really going to the bathroom, or is he trying to just extend it because he doesn't want to jump out of the airplane?
You know, that's a great point. I don't know, but I would like to believe he's going to the bathroom a lot. I don't know. That's actually a great angle. I don't know.
He's gone to the bathroom six times in the past 30 minutes, I've been told. Okay, are they going now?
So right now, they've got their gear on, and they're heading out towards the door to go towards the plane. So yeah, they're like maybe 5 minutes from going on the plane.
Okay, we'll check back in a second. All right, Eddie and Abby jumping out of the airplane. If Eddie can get there without having to stop and go to the bathroom again.
I'm worried.
Six times in 30 minutes. All right, Eddie and Abby are getting on the plane right now. They're going to jump out of the plane in a second. We think they have parachutes on. We'll see. They've never done this. Oh, Thomas, right. This song's called Angels.
Oh,
I did
gosh.
Not want this to happen. Like, oh, my God. Oh, no. All right. Oh, no. Eddie and Abby are jumping out of the plane at any moment. Let's check in with Scuba Steve. They drove an hour up to Kentucky from where we are. Scuba, so what's the deal now? Are we about to jump?
Even though I need to get the sound. The deal now? Hello? Hey, we're over here. We're walking towards the plane right now.
Oh, you're not up yet?
I don't know if you can hear that.
Okay, so once they get in the plane, how long?
Once they get in the plane, it's a full 20 minutes of getting on and coming down. Well, the plane's pulling up right now to pick them up. I don't know if you can hear that.
No. I just want to make sure our listeners get to hear it, that we're not like not in a commercial when they jump, you know?
No, actually, yeah. No, the plane's right here. The plane just pulled up, the Golden Knight plane, doors wide open, and now they're walking up to it. So they should be getting on here in a minute. And then the full process of them getting on, flying, and come down is 20 minutes.
Okay, let me talk to Eddie one more time.
Yeah, okay, here he is. Eddie!
Hey, Scuba's running onto the plane.
Yeah, hello!
Hey, describe what you're seeing and what you're doing.
Okay, right now I'm talking to my tandem instructor, Dusty. We're about to get on the airplane right now. Can you hear it?
Are you attached to him already? No, I can't hear it. Eddie. Uh-oh. Did we lose him? That's where the cell cuts out.
He's still
it's not even in the air. It's just near the plane.
There he goes. He was back.
Eddie.
Yo.
Are you attached to your instructor?
No. Right now we're right next to each other. We're not attached yet. His name's Dusty. He's really cool. He wants to say hi.
Hey, Eddie.
Hey.
Hey, Dusty. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Hey, it's pretty good. Oh, so is Dusty...
That's a girl.
Girl or guy?
No, I'm a guy. I just sound like that.
Okay. Dusty, I want you to really do some flips with Eddie. Like, really let him have it, okay?
All right.
Okay.
We'll be flipping out, I promise.
All right. See you, buddy.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. That's your fault.
That was a girl.
Oh, my gosh.
That's your fault. I wasn't going to say that.
Golly.
I was just going to roll with it.
My fault. My fault.
Eddie.
That voice is deceiving.
Okay. Eddie.
Yo, I can barely hear you.
Are you front to butt or butt to front?
Am I butt to front? Oh, no, he's behind me.
So his front's to your butt.
I'm Little Spoon.
Okay, yes. Got it. Okay. Bye.
How big a guy is Dusty?
Bye. Yeah, how tall is Dusty?
Dusty's smaller than me.
Got it. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, I love you guys.
Yeah, we heard you. You're not going to die. You're fine. Are you scared?
All right. A little bit, yes.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Okay, Ray, we will break. Let them go up. Hopefully, when we come back, they'll be ready to jump. We can't really speed this along. I have no control over the speed. You know, I can't be like, guys, we got to hit this break. It's the Army. Yeah. It's jumping out of an airplane. So we'll hit it and we'll come back. Good? All right, go. Quick check in with Scuba Steve, who is on the ground, because we've lost cell with Eddie and Abby in the airplane. Scuba Steve, are you there?
Hey, I'm here, yeah.
Is the plane high up in the air?
It's so high that I can't see it anymore. It's gone out of my visual.
Will they tell you when they jump?
Well, they'll give us like a countdown. So I think we have like another 4 minutes to reach altitude and they'll jump. But I have a question, though, for Lunchbox. Is he there?
He is here. Hold on, I'll connect you. Lunchbox Line 2. It's Scuba Steve.
Yeah, Scuba, hey, what's up, man?
So I was talking to someone that works here for the Army, and they've been saying for years they've been trying to get you to jump, and that you keep giving the excuse of, oh, you can't because you can't get off work. What's your reply to that?
I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, really.
He said he doesn't know what you're talking about, Scuba Steve. I don't know if you can hear him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I don't know why the Army would lie that they've reached out to you multiple times asking you to jump. Are you just trying not to do this?
No, I mean, I would have driven up there with you today.
Okay. All right, well, then we can do this in a few months again if you want to try to jump.
That's fine.
I don't think he's scared of it.
Lunchbox is jumping.
Yeah, I'm jumping. Yeah. I'm not scared to jump.
Yeah.
I went skydiving with him when we were 29.
Let us know. I'm going to keep you up. Scuba, just maybe mute your phone, but just come on the air when they jump.
Okay.
But Ray, you can leave him up. Leave his volume up, and he can just start yelling when they jump.
Quiet to that point.
I mean, did you hear him trying to, like...
Yeah, he tried to got you, yeah, but it's like...
Maybe they are thinking about another lunchbox.
Yeah.
Did you see Mark Zuckerberg without a shirt on?
No.
Did you see the picture?
Mm-mm. Why, should I?
He's a monster.
You liked it?
He's got... I mean, you can see all his abs, and he's got a big chest. He's training. He does the...
Jiu-jitsu,
UFC, whatever he's doing, the MMA, all the letters. Mm. Look at this picture of him. Mark Zuckerberg.
The middle one. Wow, that is shocking.
Yeah. I think you kill Elon Musk, right?
Right, yes.
Although Elon Musk is supposedly a jiu-jitsu guy as well. Is that what you do when you get rich? You just do jiu-jitsu?
I think everybody does.
Because I say that, remember the episode of Friends? And
Jon Favreau
plays basically Mark Cuban or Mark Zuckerberg. Type guy, and he wants to UFC fight because he has everything else, has billions of dollars, so he learns jiu-jitsu and then gets crap beat out of him over and over again.
I said Courtney because it's Courtney Cox, but it's Monica in the show's boyfriend.
Yeah, Zuckerberg looks good, though.
Yeah.
Ray, what do you want to do? Do you want to hang out for three?
Well, he said 4 minutes up, they're going to jump then if we break.
Yeah, but they've said that for an hour.
I know.
I mean, we've been here just waiting, sitting on our thumbs. Okay, Scuba Steve.
Yeah, I find out about the exiting of the plane. Hold on.
Okay.
Radio here. They'll call for a hot target of winds. They're about a mile out at that point. Then they'll say stand by. You'll hear it on the radio. Stand by is everything's cleared and they're about to exit.
So
you get an audible signal on the.
You want to go to break real quick and come back? We can probably beat it.
Somewhere, kind of where the moon is.
Okay. They're jumping from the moon?
Uh-huh.
No one said they were going to the moon.
No one said they were going to the moon.
Okay.
All the way from the moon.
Break. We'll come back. Quicker we get out, quicker we can come back. All right, go.
Yeah, go.
All right, turn them up. Scuba.
Jumped.
Did they jump?
Hey, they've jumped.
Huh. Are they?
They're like 5,000 feet in the air, and it looks like two yellow and black birds just zooming through the skies. It's so cool.
Wait, so they jumped a long time ago. They're falling right now?
They're falling, yeah. They jumped me about a minute and a half ago during that last song.
Okay, so what's happening is Eddie and Abby have jumped out of an airplane. They are now flying to their death. Let's just be dramatic.
Plummeting.
Plummeting. They're now plummeting to their death, and we're going to see if their lives are spared when they land. How long until you think they land?
How much longer do you think until they hit the ground, possibly?
Another 3 minutes, three, 4 minutes.
Three, 4 minutes.
Okay, so, yeah, let's just stay on. Ray, hit the song. We'll come back after the song. Run over to Eddie as soon as he lands, okay?
I got you, 100%.
All right. All right, let's check in and see if Abby and Eddie have landed. Scuba Steve, what's the latest?
It looks like they're probably maybe 20 stories up from me. I could see them both floating down slowly.
So they're alive right now?
They're alive. Well, I can't tell if they're alive. They could be dead on the parachute.
Meant to be floating bodies. Got it. See, we got to keep listeners here for this.
I'm sure they're fine.
They could have passed out.
They could have passed out, yes.
Well, so they say that if you slow down, it's because you're scared. So they went a little slower than normal, so I'm sure they're a little freaked out.
Okay, so how far are they from landing now? Because I'm sure you can't be under them when they're landing.
No. So I'm right next to them. So there's an area where like the concrete meets the grass, and I'm right next to where I could be in the safe zone to catch them. I mean, it looks like I feel like I could jump and touch them right at this point.
Abby and Eddie are about to land. We're going to sit here. Breaking news. The 700 millionth person to skydive and make it.
Did he say he's going to catch them?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that was part of the process.
Yeah. We need to spice this up. So he's going to try to catch them.
We're at 500 feet right now. I got the word 500 feet.
That's a long way.
500 feet.
Morgan's got some video and pictures too. I don't know if she's posted on social. People could check out.
No, she hadn't.
Yes, they're on socials.
Yeah. There's a picture of all of them outside the plane. I just feel awkward because Eddie goes.
Hey!
What happened? What's going on?
Are you celebrating?
Eddie's coming down. Okay, Eddie is right there, and so is Abby. They're coming down. Eddie is touching the ground, right? No, it's Abby. Oh, my God. It's Abby. Abby came down first.
That's not a race.
Abby's a
dream! She wins!
Abby's laying on the ground. She's not gotten up yet. Oh, no, she's moving.
Is she alive? Okay, good. And now how far is Eddie?
I mean, can it
Eddie's going way slower. Eddie is super scared.
What? Can Eddie?
Why is there a wet spot on Eddie's suit?
But Eddie and Abby look very different.
Yeah, like you
they're both in yellow suits, though. Like extremely yellow. I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah, Eddie is literally just slowly soaring.
He's still
so
not down?
Nervous.
Well, maybe he's
I can see him. His face doesn't look too good. But Abby's right there. Abby could be here shortly.
Let's hit the song, and then we'll check in with him after this. All right. Scaredy cat Eddie. Eddie's on now. Eddie?
Oh my gosh. Bo, that was the craziest thing I've ever done in my life.
Talk to me about you go up in the air. Do you ever get to a point where you're like, can we jump now because it seems too high?
Yeah. I thought, like, I would say about 5 minutes into the flight, I'm thinking, like, all right, this is it. This is where we're jumping. But he's like, no, we've got, like, you know, 5,000 more feet to go. And so we got higher and higher and higher. And then they open up this door, dude, and I'm sitting right in front of the door. That's where it gets real.
What did you feel whenever you looked down out of the plane?
It's like, you know, when you're in a tall building and you just look down and your legs get weak, it was like that.
Did they keep you from holding on to the side? Because they wouldn't let us, because they thought we'd hold on and not let go.
Honestly, they said, hold on to your strap, your harness, and that's it. And that's what I did, man. I was like, they called it Steve Urkeling, you know, so you hold on like your
suspenders.
Mm-hmm. And you just hold on to them.
And so the first 15, 20 seconds, describe that feeling when you're falling out of the plane.
Oh, dude, that was crazy. So luckily my tandem guy, he did everything. He did the jump. He counted 1, 2, 3, and then we jumped. And it's unbelievable. It's not like you feel like you're falling, really. Everything gets loud. I couldn't hear a single thing. My mouth immediately got dry. I couldn't close my eyes. Like, it was crazy.
Did it hurt when they pulled the cable, the cord?
Oh, yeah. When you were talking about that, I'm like, it can't hurt that bad. Dude, it pulls everything straight up.
Was it scary to you to float down? Because knowing if the parachute now doesn't work as you're floating, then you're dead.
Dude, this is the craziest part. So they let me pull the parachute.
No, they did not.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yes. He goes, I want you to pull the parachute. I'm like, I'm not pulling the parachute. He said, you're going to do it. And so he gives me the sign, you know, like you can't tell time up there, but it felt like it was 30 seconds. Then he puts his thumb up, and that means pull the parachute. I yank on the button, dude, the parachute comes up, and apparently it was too early, but he said, that's good, that's what we want, just in case I didn't pull it right.
I'd be afraid I'd pull it so hard it'd like rip out of the front of my chest. I'd be like, and it's gone. And you're like, oh God, it's like when you pull the string out of your shorts. And you're like, oh no, we'll go back in. Now we're done. So when you landed, relief?
Yeah. Honestly, when the parachute kind of deploys, relief.
Yeah.
Because you do feel the sense of like, all right, we're secure. We're floating now. It doesn't feel like you're going as fast. So if we do fall, it won't be that bad, I guess. I don't know, dude. Honestly, you don't even know what you're thinking when you're up there.
Gather your thoughts. Is Abby near you?
Abby's right here, yeah.
Is there a reason you went slower than Abby? Were you more scared than Abby? Is that what happened?
No, he made me pull the parachute earlier
Oh, so he floats longer.
I didn't pull it right.
Yeah, I bet you made that story up before he got on with us.
That was good. Yeah. Good storytelling.
Abby.
Here's Abby.
Oh, my gosh. I want to go again.
Send her back up. It's not a roller coaster. We can sprint to the front of the line again. Yeah.
Yes.
Abby, give me your thoughts.
You guys, I can. Okay, so, like, when you first jump out, it's just like this rush. I can't even describe. Like, it's like air, like, up your nose and, like, in your mouth.
Well, good description.
And then you're, like, looking up at the plane flying away. And you just, like, don't even know what's going on. You can't really see. And then he pulls the parachute, and you just, like, shoot up. Oh, my gosh, it's insane. And then we were coming down, and he's like, do you want to help steer? I'm like, no, no. But he's like, do you want to do, like, spins and everything? And it felt like we went upside down. We didn't go upside down. But
it felt,
like we did.
It's like in a car when you go over a bump, and it felt like you jumped. But you really didn't. Yeah. You really didn't jump, but it feels like you jumped. Okay, I'm glad you guys are safe. We'd like to thank the Army again for doing this and just remind everybody how great the Army is. So many opportunities for you in the Army to, you know, find a job, a career path that you love. Also, while serving your country. That's why we did this, was to highlight the Army and also to let Amy and Abby jump out of an airplane. And I think we did all of that.
So, Eddie and Abby, yeah.
What, who did I say? Amy and Abby?
Yes, yeah. Amy.
Well, you're next.
Okay.
But only with an umbrella.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Mary Poppins.
We'll
you can go full Mary Poppins from an airplane.
Okay,
that's
okay.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Arizona. A family was very excited because they're about to have a baby. Let's tell you what, it's going to be a boy or a girl. And there's people swimming in the lake, and they get these little flares, and they shoot it, and they catch the grass on fire.
Yeah.
And it's a little brush fire. All right, get it out, get it out. So then a bunch of people come over, start pouring water, and they put the fire out.
Okay.
That was it. That's all I got.
Oh, okay, well.
But it could have been much worse.
Could have been. Usually the boneheads go all the way worse.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be worse.
Yeah, I definitely thought it was. It's like a tell me something boneheadish.
Good. Because they got it out.
Okay, so what do we learn here, though? Let's make a learning lesson out of this. Don't use fire for any reason whatsoever in a gender reveal.
I mean, it almost went from gender reveal to jail.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you go to jail for accidentally starting a fire.
I think you do.
Fun reality show. Gender reveal to jail. But let's not use fire in our gender reveals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like make sure, or if you're going to do it, shoot the fire into like water.
Oh.
They might have tried that though. You can't really, the wind blows it.
Oh yeah, and the wind was blowing.
You get better flares because they're not supposed to catch things on fire. Okay, that's it. All right, good?
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
A voicemail left for the show here.
Morning, studio. So I have a very quick question. Been a fan for so long. I've been listening since I was like 7 years old with my dad on his way to work. Now I'm doing that on my own. I just got my first car, and I was wondering what you guys think you should put in a brand new first car. What are some staples of what you need? All right. Thank you, Bobby.
Well, just make sure you have the things that aren't going to get you a ticket, meaning you have to make sure your updated insurance, because I'm not good at keeping the updated insurance in the glove box. Keep it on my phone now, too. But I'm not good at that. I'll be like, yeah, let me. Oh, man, 2016. And I have insurance. I just did the printing it out.
Right.
And putting it in there.
Yeah, it's funny you went insurance because I went tourniquet.
A what?
Yeah.
Like car wreck, like if you're like losing all.
I have one in my
car. What is wrong with you guys?
Insurance? Nothing. I'm not one of the guys.
What, being prepared
to
survive?
I think it's great. Amy has one of those defibrillators. I think what you need is a defibrillator in the trunk.
Yeah.
And that's great. It depends on what. Yes, right. Sure.
Yeah. Jumper cables.
I would say just your. For me, it's always tough to have current insurance. I usually keep a couple bars.
Snacks.
In there, but I eat them almost immediately.
No.
It's like going to the movies and getting stuff from the concession stand. I plan to eat the whole movie, but I have the whole box of Milk Duds before the first preview's over. And then I'm like, well, that's stupid. I could have done that at home.
You have to keep them in the back so you can't reach them.
Yeah, you got to have a couple empty Gatorade bottles. That way, if you get stranded, you can use the bathroom.
Why don't you just pee outside?
Well, what if it's a snowstorm?
Why are you driving in a snowstorm?
Because that happens sometimes. Or, you know, you got. He said new car, so I was going to say air freshener, because if you bought a used car, got to have that air freshener. It ain't going to smell very nice.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, you got a good new car. Don't worry about us.
Yeah.
just the stuff that you need. We have no idea. Because anything we keep in our car for sure, like, is there anything you have a tourniquet? Because I don't even know that I have my current insurance right now,
yes,
even after all that.
I have my current insurance. I have tourniquet, dry shampoo.
I have nothing.
Sunglasses.
I have a picture of my girlfriend, which is my wife, in the corner on the front.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so
bad. I don't. That's what I used to do in like 8th grade, though.
World?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
8th grade? You mean when you were 16?
No, I like to sound cooler. When I was like 20, probably. Okay, that's it. Let's do another voicemail. Frank in Louisville, Kentucky. Here you go.
Hello, everyone on the Bobby Bone Show. I just wanted to call and say I love you guys. I listen to you guys every day, every morning when I can. I can remember when you guys first started. I'm here in Louisville, Kentucky. Love you guys. Love you guys. Love you guys. Love you guys. Keep up the good work.
Appreciate that. One more voicemail from Caleb.
I agree with Lunchbox totally. Florida is the devil. Once when I went there, I had a double ear infection on both ears and strep throat. And I had 107 fever. Florida is the devil.
Good job, Caleb. That's pretty good.
It is. Florida is the devil, man. It's the devil.
I thought that was like his kid. Lunch's kid. He's
goodness.
This. Okay, that's it. Bye, everybody. Bobby Bones. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.